Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Sausage in the chair on this Wednesday. It's Geelong Cup Day. Later in the show, we'll be chatting with Simon Wilde, who saddles up the favourite Trartley. Rose, always gamble responsibly. G'day, Goss. Just letting you know, you have a big fan, Ashley Betts. Hello, Ashley. I know Ashley. What a beautiful girl. Listening on the app in Ballarat. Thanks, Betsy. Yes, good on you, Ash. I hope you're doing well over there, my darling. And all, thank you, Jeff, for your call as well. And just correcting myself. I can't believe I've made a mistake today. Paddy, 7 from 7 from the arc. He's had 0-4 from mid-range, Nathan tells us. Don't shoot from mid-range, Paddy. It's not your go. Get outside. Get long on the arc. Anyway, hope you're enjoying the show. And don't forget, you can always get in touch with us. 1-300-736-736 is the number. The Werribee Care open line as well. Well, it's time for a McCafe catch-up. That's right. I've had my McCafe coffee. It is a beautiful McCafe new blend. Smooth, rich, with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie. Spoke to Will Hayes on the show yesterday about life after being delisted by the Bulldogs. One young man who still got plenty of footy left in him, I think. 97 games for the Bombers. Only had the 6 this year, but he did play in the elimination final against the Bulldogs. And that's a name that all Bombers fans would know and love for his wonderful exploits during his time with the Bombers. And that's Marty Gleeson. He's been kind enough to join us for the McCafe catch-up. G'day, Marty. Appreciate your time. How have you gone since the season ended for you?
Hey, Tim. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a bit of a weird end of the year, I guess, in Melbourne, being in lockdown, not being able to maybe do the usual festivities and catch up and see different people. But no, it's been good so far, enjoying today's good weather. And yeah, just trying to keep myself busy, doing a bit of uni and doing a few jobs around the house.
Yeah, keeping yourself positive, I am sure. So, Marty, yesterday, as I mentioned, we spoke to Will Hayes. He said he got the writing on the wall pretty much through the year that he wasn't going to be back in that team and let alone be at the club next year. So he's left. He was prepared for it. I just would ask you, what about the day that you get the call or the tap on the shoulder or the face-to-face meeting with the Bombers hierarchy to tell you that they're not going to renew a contract? What was the process there and what was your vibe?
Yeah, so I've been in pretty constant dialogue with Trucks sort of throughout the year and was aware of where I was sort of sitting, I guess, in the pecking order and my role within the team. And sort of throughout the year, I was sort of in and out of team a little bit, which, you know, we had constant discussion, which I was aware of. And then from there, also had a few talks about what next year looks like. And I sort of knew throughout the year and towards the end of the year, it was sort of going to be touch and go and going to be quite tough. And that was the sort of same message I got at the exit meetings. And they just sort of said, we probably just need a bit more time to see how our list takes shape over the next little bit. And then about a week ago, last Thursday, I just got the call from Asia and Truck to come in and just have a bit of a chat. And sort of from there, I was sort of, I guess, aware of where the line of chat was going to go. And yeah, they sort of told me that they weren't going to offer me a contract for next year, which until you hear it and until you hear them words come out of their mouth, it doesn't quite feel real. But now I've sort of been able to have a bit of time to digest it and sit with it. Yeah, it's just all part of the journey.
So tell us about that Essendon journey. I mean, it started so brilliantly for you. 69 games in your opening 4 years as a young man coming through, and you got that ankle injury in a pre-season game, and it seemed to go a bit wobbly from that point on. Must have been tough.
Yeah, it was. I guess it was pretty awesome to come in and play some footy straight away, and I guess early on in your career, playing with some of the guys you idolise, which was pretty cool. And I guess you're sort of the world's at your feet when you come in, and you don't think too much can go wrong. And yeah, unfortunately, had a pretty nasty ankle injury there, start of 2018, and yeah, it was a pretty long road back. It sort of took about 18 months to get right, and something I've still got to look after ongoing. But I was just very thankful I was able to get back and play some games and play some good footy, because I think there was a period there throughout the rehab where I was questioning whether I was going to be able to sort of get back and play AFL footy. So we're just very thankful to people that helped me along the journey to be able to get back and play. And I feel like I'm in a good spot now.
That is good news. So what is the process for you right now? You talk about uni and, you know, being a little bit stuck. One, have you down tools or have you maintained a level of fitness? I mean, you look like you're pretty much a It's not like you carry too much excess weight, Marty, to be quite honest with you, unlike some of us, and there's no mirrors in my place. May I just ask, how are you maintaining the fitness and the focus? And you know, are you rattling the cage to try and get back onto an AFL list somewhere sometime?
Yeah, I'm definitely still that, I guess, that desire to be on AFL list is still there. I still feel like I've got a lot more to give. If the opportunity came my way, I think towards the end of this year, that sort of fire even kept burning more, getting back into the team and playing some footy, and especially in playing in that final, that's what we're here for. So, that fire is still there, and trying to keep myself fit, getting out, going with my runs, trying to do my weights and whatnot where I can. I was actually out this morning, had a good running session and kick around with James Stewart. So, it's still good getting out, trying to keep fit, and if that opportunity comes, I'll be definitely ready to take it.
And has there been, you know, have your manager or yourself spoken to anyone? Has there been any interest from other clubs at this stage?
Sort of not too much at this stage. I guess a lot of clubs are still just figuring out where they sort of sit with their list spots after getting through the trade period and finalising that. So over the coming weeks, we'll make sure we keep the phone open and suss out what's out there. And, who knows what could come our way.
We've just been alerted to this, and you just mentioned having a kick with James Stewart. He did post something lovely on Instagram. Everyone said that everyone must have at least one mate in their lives, and that's you. So you must be pleased that he still loves your mate. He still loves your Marty.
Yeah, no, he's a very good friend. I think he was sort of happy with how he looked in that photo, so I think he was pretty much waiting for an opportunity to post that rather than what he said. So, he's a good fellow, he's a good friend.
What about the upside for the Bombers, mate? I mean, they've got some fine young kids. Cox, he got a little bit weary towards the back end of the year. Perkins, Durham in the mid-season draft as well. I mean, the future looks good, and it's probably, while the future looks good for them, it probably comes at your expense as a 27-year-old, even though you're not over the hill, but they seem to have invested in the youngsters.
Yeah, no, it is very exciting for them, I guess. These guys coming in and playing the kind of footy they did this year, and especially, I guess, a lot of the guys haven't played a lot of footy over the past sort of 2 years with COVID and whatnot. So I think it's even more exciting for these guys getting a bit of footy under their belt this year and then getting a full pre-season, your first full pre-season at AFL level, going to the next season. It's massive what it can do for you. So there's a lot of these guys, and also guys who have been on the list for 3 to 4 years, how much improvement they've shown and improvement they continue to show. So, it's very, very exciting times. And wherever I am next year, I'll be sitting back watching all their games with a lot of joy.
What was your relationship with John Worsfold like, Marty?
Yeah, it was great. Wisher came in, obviously, a very tough time for the club. And I think his consistency and ability to sort of almost stabilise the ship and get us back on track and, putting us in the direction we're going now was massive. And, I got along really well with Wisher. He was really good for me and able to build up a pretty good relationship with him over the years. So we're sad to see him go, but obviously he's great. Now the direction we're heading with Truck, and felt like it was sort of the timing was right with a bit of fresh air.
What are you studying?
I'm studying a Bachelor of Business at RMIT at the moment. So about two-thirds of the way through that at the moment. So I'll keep that ticking along for now, which is a good distraction and giving me something to do, which has been good.
David Mundy's taken 11, 12 years to finish his course because of concentrating playing footy. How long have you been going for this one?
Yeah, so I was a bit late to start. I had a few other things I was doing in my earlier years of footy. So I've been going about three years now, and I probably have about another 3 or 4 years to go, I reckon, at the rate I'm going. So I'll be one of them annoying mature-age recruits in the back of a classroom, and I'm probably 30 finishing off, but that's all part of the journey.
Yeah, correct. Very much so. Well, if you've played less golf, that would be handy. You do like your golf?
I don't mind it. And I guess this time of the year, with everything opening back up, it's going to be pretty hard to say no to a few golf games. So the sticks have been away for a little bit with COVID and everything else, but I must admit, since we've been able to go to the driving range and whatnot, I've been sneaking out trying to work on my game a little bit. So when I do hit the course in the coming weeks, hopefully I won't be too rusty.
Again, it's been well documented. You have nailed a hole in one. How many of you achieved? I mean, one is enough for many of us. Have you only knocked down the one at Cathedral? Is that the only one?
Yeah, yes, only the one. So very fortunate to be able to do it up there, which was one of the highlights of my sporting career, to be honest. You hit a hole in one up there. It's such a special course. Something that's going to stick with me for a long time, and it's also a good conversation starter for a lot of people. So it was awesome.
Well, we are having a conversation with you, Marty Gleeson, formerly from the Bombers. This is for McCafe, the new McCafe blend. Are you a member of a club?
I have been a member, just out at Mount Dermot, out there. Good little course out there, nice and close to the club and all that sort of thing. So that's been good for us. A few of us guys have joined up out there and they look after us a bit. So it's a great course out there and they're doing well. So been a member out there now for a few years, which has been great. But obviously very fortunate to a few of the older guys are members at different courses. We sort of rotate around and get on a few different places. So, it's been good.
Now, last couple for you before we let you go. You obviously came through your junior days with the Saints up there in the bush, of course. They've won plenty of flags in the last decade. If you don't get on a VFL, AFL list or a top-notch list, would you ever consider going back to finish your career down there? A bit like Harry Taylor did last year. He went back to Northampton in Geraldton, played up there, and now he's going back to Geelong to work in an off-field role. What's your thoughts about going back and playing some local footy?
I'll keep playing footy. Where that is will probably dictate sort of where I want to be. I'm hopefully sort of keen to stick around in Melbourne for a few years and enjoy that and get started, I guess, life after footy with work. But, yeah, I guess there's always a bit of a desire to head back to Croydon. I was lucky enough to play a few games there in the senior team as a junior and just missed out on some of them premierships and that success. So been very envious of them over the past. Obviously, last 2 years, they haven't been able to have a winner down in the league, but I think the previous 7 years in a row they've pretty much won everyone. So see where footy takes me and life takes me, but hopefully one day I can get back there and play in a flag.
And we're about to chat with someone else from that area as well. Simon Wilde's about to join us. He's saddling up Charlie Rose in the Geelong Cup this afternoon. You follow him on Insta, don't you?
I follow a lot of Simon's horse, being from the area. I know a fair few people that have horses with him, so I take a keen eye on all Simon's horses, and I think hopefully Charlie can get home today and get a spot in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, I think she will be winning today. She's certainly got everything in her favour. We'll be chatting him with shortly. So just in a nutshell, in the next couple of weeks, it's just about keep stretching the legs, keep turning it over. What's the chores that need to be done at home? What's the number one thing that you have to do? What's the one thing that you... of course, when we were hubbed and unhubbed and moving and like you were during the season, what's the one thing that got away from you that you have to get on top of?
Yeah, I'm starting to take a fair bit of pride in my lawn, to be honest.
Nice.
So, I'm out
lawn
there probably
porn.
Two
Nothing better than lawn porn, Marty Gleeson.
Yeah, I'm probably out there 2 to 3 times a week mowing it when it doesn't really need any mowing, putting fertiliser and weed and feed and whatnot on it. So, it needed a fair bit of love, to be honest. So it started to take shape. I'm starting to have a... with how it's coming along. So, that's probably my go-to. I just go out and go mow the lawns. And, that keeps me busy.
Well, Elliot Yeo, he is, if you follow him on Insta, he is a dead set lawn porn star. He's got got a Rolls-Royce cylinder mower. Have you got a cylinder mower? Do you use a cylinder mower?
Oh, look, that's a bit over my pay grade, I think. I've just got the Ryobi one that I've got. Yeah, yep. So that does the job for me.
Very cool. But anyway, so he's there's a lot of blokes out there that love getting their lawn out and comparing them with each other. I love that. I love that very much. Hey, mate, all the very best. Appreciate your time. Wonderful night, almost 100 games with the Bombers. That would have been nice to tick over the triple figures. But at the same time, you've given it your all. You never know where you're going to bob up. And I'm sure that everyone's looking forward to seeing what you can produce. Emad on our text line said, the late Dr. Bruce Reid used to say that Marty was one of the most beautiful men that he ever came in touch with at the Essendon Football Club, which is great news as well. Another feather in your cap. Go well, mate, and thanks for joining us on Dwayne's World today.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Cheers. Appreciate it.
There he is. That's Marty Gleeson. Absolutely. What a fine young man. We've spoken to some young men who have been dealt some, some blows when you're talking about your career, having to change things up. But he's only 27. We had Will Hayes on the show yesterday. Love chatting to these young men. They are very impressive, and hats off to not just him, but his upbringing, but also the Essendon Football Club as well. That was a McCafe catch-up for the new McCafe blend, coffee fit for an Aussie. Tim Gossage in the chair for Dwayne's World. Get your ear to the radio next. Get your pen and paper ready because we are heading back to the Bull. I'm going to be chatting with Simon Wilde as he prepares to head to Geelong for the Geelong Cup with the favourite Charlie Rose. Thanks for your company. This is Dwayne's World.